North America's favorite plumbing and hockey coach joins us, Matt Grimes, and he'll lead Jackson United into battle tonight. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How you doing, Greg?
Good. Been a challenge getting this up and rolling for you?
Yeah, we started, well, as soon as we never practiced at all, so as soon as we could take the ice, probably what, 3-4 weeks ago without contact, we got in there and got everything going. The guys have been working hard. We got a younger team this year. I think we got 11 freshmen and sophomores, but we got a lot of numbers, so it's good. We hit the ice rolling. We're ready to play some games. We did play Monday. We did play Pinckney on Monday.
Right.
It was a good game, but like I say, I think we just got some young guys that just need to get used to the high school game.
Yeah, you were real young last year, and you're not much older this year, it sounds like, man.
Yeah, we had what do we have? I think right now we have nine freshmen. So yeah, we're young, but it's good. I mean, the future looks good for us.
Mm-hmm. You have some key older players that are going to have to step up for you.
Yep, we got five seniors. Of course, you got Barrett Rowe in that. Like I say, and we got four other seniors between Kalis and RB and Smith. We're ready to go. They're excited. I was just glad those guys could get a season in, because it just didn't look good for a while.
Yeah, I just talked to Mike, and you've got the same thing. You're going to jam a lot of games in about 4 weeks here.
Yeah, they're a little older than us. I mean, they got quite a few more seniors. I think that just we're shooting for like 15 games. We got two non-league games with Lumen, and we got 13 league games. The SEC was pretty adamant that we get our league games in.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, being as young as we are, it's you learn more practicing. So that's kind of what we're focused on. And we'll hopefully get better and better and better. Once playoffs come, we'll be going full bore.
Well, 6 o'clock tonight. Yeah, this is the game you throw the record books away, don't you?
Yeah. No, we're these games are circled. We're ready to go. I think the matchup tonight is a little better than last year. We'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I recall at least one of the games last year. Your goaltending was just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, Barrett had two good games. Second game wasn't so good for us. The first game it was good. I think he faced something up towards 40 shots or so. But yeah, he kept us in there. I'm hoping it's a different outcome tonight. I think we got a little more offense. I think on the back end, we're pretty strong. So we'll see what happens.
Is that going to be the case right through the season, Matt? Just a handful of fans or parents will be allowed?
Yeah, we kept thinking they were going to move it to 250 due to the arena size. I mean, of course, every team or every arena is going to have their own protocol. Right now, it's just two spectators per player. So, that's just the way it is. But, fans are not, at least we're out there playing.
You come right back, play Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we play Saturday afternoon. We got Lenawee United, and then we play Chelsea on Monday. And then we got one day of practice, and then we play Ann Arbor Pioneer, which I think I've heard has just about the number one offensive line in the state. So they just took care of, I think, Dexter last night, 11-1. Mm-hmm. So the SEC for hockey is just no joke. It's just every night you got to be on your game.
Yeah.
So and of course the limited practices, you're jamming in, 2 to 3 games a week. It's just it's going to be going to be an interesting season, to say the least.
Well, good luck tonight, Matt. Appreciate it.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
Take care. Matt Grimes from Jackson United. Again, they come right back Saturday afternoon. They play at Adrian at 3 o'clock. Lumen also plays Saturday.